אחים יום הדעון ועד ראש השיר וגימו שוודי תפשי מבון January 13th, 1986, on Monday, continue.
Shabbos from the house, and I'm walking in the direction of the temple, because I shouldn't, if I'm going to the temple, so I shouldn't walk to a shul 5 miles away, because a vicious person will be chesed me that I'm walking to the closest synagogue, which is a reform temple. Only when the observer reasonably will accuse me. So here, as far as Bishop is concerned, so the observer, if he accuses, he will not be reasonable. Why should he accuse him? Maybe, of course, he doesn't know Cholodisho, and that's something unusual. I mean, who boils, who cooks in Cholodisho? But so he'll assume that it's not Cholodisho, it's Cholodeimo. But let him tell the Kafros he's doing this and therefore not let's say Rachel. That's it. So when the Mechava said, Osole Bashil, the Cholodisho, the Marasayim, the Mechava doesn't mean the Bashil. The Bashil is good there is no Marasayim. But it means to eat it. In other words, because we find in Tanakh the term bishul in respect achil. I don't remember where is that, but I think it's in Melachim, at the end of Melachim, in connection with Chizkiyo, by Vashu es HaPesach, I think so. So there it means Vayechu es HaPesach. So he says, do yochel ish and bashal tzich lepun shobbolim vayu osa lebashal vayna lechir vichim mashkozam chabu sifei osa lebashal al kolcho tzorch vana lefor shel yochlo vichay gabu mocinu bimikho bimishne vayad kel achil lo shim bisho lo shim mikho ulo shim mishne that vay bashlo es ha-pesach in lochi and there it means vayecho es ha-pesach vayecho es ha-pesach. So, in other words, now, let's see the Sifra Mitzvahs of the Rambam. I don't know whether they need to stop the Sifra Mitzvahs. Besides, I'm missing this one. The lava was in hold. Dalit mit machos asur salach yu. Koloichin asurin in chay valeim achi yichal yisam derach hanoi. Chut mit basa b'cholo ukloi akerem lifi shalim nema b'en achil elohitzi yisa achiloson biloshin acheres biloshin bishu u biloshin akeish. Isn't that strange? You were Russian Akirish. Well, of course it's Russian Akirish. The whole Torah is Russian Akirish. Why is that? Say, Elohim sees that philosophy. Beloshin Akhes, who Beloshin Akirish. You know, what's the meaning of that expression, Russian Akirish? And why is it important? Suppose he said, not in Beloshin Akirish, he said, be in another language. Because I'll say, the Tonech is Russian Mitzri. So, would be different. I mean, why did he mention Ubeloshin Akirish? And no one makes any comment. The answer is, the Russian Akirish, because in Russian we call it the Shach says, we find Bishul Neses in the sense of Achille. By Bashra Zapesna in Lochim Beis, in connection with Chizkiyo HaMelech. So that's what it means. In other words, the question is, how does the Rambam in the Kudim Floy in Kirosh HaMishnah Mishri says, base the whole aloche upon Rababuyas aloche? Rababuyas says, come up, Shema, Yechol Yisechol. But Rosomacholok, he doesn't say, Yechol Yisechol. He says, Lo Yisibashel, Vibachalei Vimei. So there are three Yisibashels. So just as there is one Yisibashel, Ligabachile, there is one Yisibashel, Ligabanoe. So why should Achille be on a higher level, on a more serious level, than a Noe? On Achille, there is Malkes. On Bishol, there is Malkes. On Noe, there is no Malkes. Because in final analysis, it's based upon Rabbeinu Zalman. The answer is, because the Torah uses Loisibashi and Bechalit three times, and Beloshna Kedesh, and Beloshna because the Shach says it's in Pizayin, so Bishu is used in the sense of Achille. So if it had been used three times, then I would say, alright, sometimes it's used in the sense of Achille. But normally Bishu is Bishu. But since it's used three times, so it couldn't be that the Torah reiterates three times the Yisrael of Bishul. So obviously the Yisrael of Bishul, that the Loshin Bishul is used Loshin HaKedesh, Loshin HaMitzvah in the sense of Achille, and Mimele, and the Yisrael of Bishul itself is only also Yisrael of Achille and Shachzes. Yisrael of Refuye, there is no Yisrael. So obviously there is a Gilu HaKol, it's a Kalachimah of logic. If the Torah says Bishul Yitzir Achille, and there is an extra Bishul which is superfluous, and Bloshna Kedesh, Bishul can be used in the sense of Achille. So it is obvious that one Bishul means Achille. One Bishul means Bishul, and one Bishul means Achille. And the main Issa is Achille, because even Bishul is only also Tera. Litzerach Refuye, Bishul is not in Mosha. So Mele, why is Anoy Osea? Because the fact that they are three Sivashels is the equivalent as if the Torah had used a Loshon of Lisayecha Lisayecha. Because it's used the Loshon HaKedesh. And the Loshon Mikol the Shach says it's in Pizayim. So Bishul, Kemin Achille, Kemin Achille. So Mimele, as a result of the three Sivashels, it's considered as if the Torah had used a Loshon HaKedesh. Because it's Loshon HaKedesh. Because it's Loshon HaKedesh. So Mimele, in final analysis, it is based upon Rabbeinu Zalman. Okay. I want to start the subject of Pidrach Nefesh, because I said it I'll discuss it. It might be the letter, so. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yechanan, Bichol Nishapim Chut Mazah Sheyo, Heichadome, In Eimedi Kesakone Atla Asa Shionam, Vile Kesakone Atla Kolisun Shiviteva Namele, Leilom Di Kesakone, Vapuloche Asa Shir Loi, Ditanye Rebele Zerim Meir, אם נמה בכל נפשכו, לא נמה בכל מידךו. אם נמה בכל מידךו, לא נמה בכל נפשכו. אלא אם הלוך, אם יש אותו שיקוף לכל בורות, לא מיני, וכך נמה בכל נפשכו. ויש אותו שם לכל בורות, גופי, וכך נמה בכל מידךו. רש, בכל משחק נפלו בישורי הנויית, לא מנהל חום מידך, גיימר אחר מידך means all your money. In English it's translated חום מידך with all your might. So maybe those who translate it, some may not be schoven or on the goofy. So that's why he translates חום מידך with all your might. Not חום אפשר with all your might, but חום מידך with all your might. גיימר אחר משנה מידי, ומפורש לפי שיפונים, שזה חובי, בופונים שזה חובי. לקחו צחוקו שניהם, לימר איבס בנחו, יישם נחוי בולכו, והמשחפי ועשה השירון נראה כמליבו. Now, isn't that strange? Is there a normal person who is horrible to me is a nafshe? If a person is horrible, Mumeini is a nafshe, I think he should be locked up. He's crazy. I mean, a normal person, you know, even the stingiest person, but if he has to spend $1 million in curing himself from a serious sickness, he'll do it. So where is there such a person? And then there's ignoring whom? The Gabi Yaakov Avinu, the Pachan Chanan, Yaakov Avinu is in his nefesh himself, to cross the Yabok, because of Pachan Chanan, she tzadikim, Lametro, Shesadiki, Rivale, Mobenium, Yesamigofa. Yesamigofa. Why? If he's impatient together. This is somebody who is not particular about taking somebody else's money. He can be very extravagant, you know. He can be very extravagant in spending other money. Because he doesn't have to work so hard, you know, to make money. He can do it through unethical means too, through robbery and exploitation and so on. But tzaddik will not be nene in parashmish of pote unfairly. Some melee, so every penny requires involves a lot of work and toil. So it's chobitaleimimism. Akruvinu was chobitaleimimism before. How can we consider? But the pshat is as follows. יש לך אדם שמומני חוביבו וגופי doesn't mean that a person, well, let's say, if a gangster will tell a multimillionaire, now you give me $1 million, if not, I kill you. And even the millionaire will assume that a gangster is going to do it, will give him $1 million and $10 million, and if he has $1 billion, he'll give me $1 billion, even if he's the stingiest person. But many people, so they have such a regard for the money, they'll take a risk with their life. Not vadai sakon, but yachshav sakon. Many people do that, do it constantly. People will risk their lives in order to make more and more money. So that's Momenum Chavimu. And this is what the Gemara means, Tzadiki Momenum Chavimu. That, you know, that, let's say, a payal who goes up on the tree, you know, so he also takes a risk to fall down, but it's not about his economy. So he assumes that nothing will happen to him. So some people will not assume risks because of money, and some people will assume risks. This is what Gemara means. Not keep tricking. That's it. That would be abnormal. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. So as long as we start with the Lomo, Nema Bukhomo Yidechom, Yema Rachobi, משניהם בידיי, ומפורש אותי שפונים שזה חובי, ופונים שזה חובי, וכך קוצרו כשניהם להימרי, ודרחו, יצא מהחובי ולכו, והמשחת לדעת העשיר הוא נראה כנאי לבור. Now, we discussed the שיטס הרן, that a בזרעיידי, אם הוא הרס, ייצור אותו יורד בויד. You know, it is interesting. That many Rabbonim in Rosh Hashivas today, they mention the din of Apisraye, the Gemara Averes, as if they had been the Roposhet. But most Rishonim don't agree with them, that Allah. The Mechaber doesn't pass by it, the Ramon mentioned the Shittes Aram. But that doesn't mean that Ramon passed things like that. He mentions, alright, maybe the Ramon passed things. But most Rishonim don't even agree with the halacha of Abisrael, the Abizore, Abisrael, the Arayas, Abisrael, Shechazonim. The Ran agrees with the Shiteh, and there is one more Rishon who mentioned the Shiteh of Abisrael. That's Rabniyene in Shari Tshuve. And Rabniyene is the same Chavah, same Rishon, in Speru Shan Pirkei Avos. So he says, at Asheiro is Osea, because it's Abisrael and Abizor. And Tamil from Bahumo to Saplim, Machela Yeder by Yishish, is Osea because of Abisrael Arayas. And what is Abisrael Shekhodomim? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Maul de Haber Rabbi, is Abisrael Shekhodomim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it's your Goya Beram Maul de Haber Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But all the other Rishonim don't agree with the Shita of Abisrael. For example, Rashi. Rashi says, "Vamisrape v'atz Ashiro nirek meyibo." Why did he say nirek meyibo? Because the love of the Yidobi biyot chamun me'achirem. Or the Sobi table b'secho, nene ma'abizore. Is Abisrael Abizore? Why nirek meyibo? Apparently, Rashi agrees with the Ri. Nirel Ri ni Mayrek kin Shiyochel Nishrapi Mishoreitzi. El Beze, ki Geina li di Shedi, ui Shum Dover Acher, ui Shum Dosa li Mite Dosa Rav Dizore. Vi Gabei Ben Dome, ve Rav Dizore Per Cheni, Shenoshche Nochosh, u Bo Yaakov Ishkvar Sachanya Lera Pesi, u Lo Yinichel Rav Yishmoel, Mishum Diminus Mashche, ומפורש בירושלמי ולרשמין השחוצים שיורי צלילו חשלי בשם זו. פסם הוא say that יעקב פשפס הרחניה was one of the apostles Talmidim of the Eish, and one of the alleged Talmidim of the Eish. So, that's how we say it. Abba al Tabesha Shore, Tabin Hosom de Mabuya, only Yakut Mine, Same Ashke. So, Tasteless is definitely a Chelikanera, because according to Ram, it's not Achel de Lachash. And when in the Lachash, he mentions the Shem of Lizor, Shem of Lizor. Because any leaf, any herb that grows Anatza Sheo, so is also. Is also because of Ab Israel, the Ab Lizor. So we see, and Rashi agrees with this, because he emphasizes Nirekimedibo. So in other words, only because when it's al dilachash, so it's nirek medibo. Now the question is, how manifest is it al dilachash? So that's grounded in a myth. I mean, the chasvisholim, the dilachash of Abdizoret could kill people chasvisholim. The answer is, as the Rambam explains, the Gemara, kol dovo shevdeh ben shumrefuye, ein bin shum dark and male. So the Rambam has the kashe, vata tishna do male. Then, so the Rambam says, sorry. What time is it now? 35 after?
So yeah.
Mutter Wilkeish, auf dem Kema in Schiche, war viel wie Schabes, die jäsche Teitel Chazak Liebe, aber ein bisschen hat aber mehr so. So der Rambam, I mean, how can Hefri Fri, Kol Storch Himmel Fri, I mean, it's based, it's grounded in superstition. The answer is, he believes in it. So, it's important for him, you know, what they call a placebo effect. So, in other words, so that the same answer, there is a lachash from Bizore, could be a lefuye, saving from Sakone, it could, if he believes in it. So then the lachash in Bizore could cure, it's a placebo. So that's the aloche, the mashche, so the mele, he's in the chuyeh to the but just from Atzeh when there is no shoshe of mashche, so then he's not required to miss a nefesh. So that means that Rashi and Tesis are both chilek, and on the Shite of Israel, the Shite of Israel. Now, now, from this Lashon of Rashi, one could be Daik, but I don't think it is true. That the Aloche of Yolvah Yaveh Bashar Zomim applies only to Israel and not to Ibnochet. But that's inconceivable, because the Aloche of Yolvah Yaveh is true. That by Nakum there is no Chiyuv Mrs. Bezi, but the Rambam says if somebody kills a Nakum, so he's a Retzeach, he's Chiyuv Mrs. Neshamay, and that's a Mechilte. Mechilte. Ki, what's the Lashon HaPosuk? So the Chilta says, Isi ben Yudei Meir, we should eat not Tero, who called him, because before Matan Torah, so one was high when he said, even if he killed the Nakum, the Seben Meir. So if he killed the Nakum, he's high when he said, and Lach Matan Torah, he is whole, but Lach Matan Tero, who called him, the Omro, Tero, so that's why the Rambam says that if somebody kills an Akum, he's Chayiv Mitzvah Shamayim. And where is the Chayiv Mitzvah Shamayim? Shefer Dam Odom V'Odom Dom Yishofer. Any Odom. So, any Odom. So there is a Chayiv Mitzvah Shamayim. And the Rambam Shit is that any Ritzich, where there is an Issa Ritzich, where there is an Issa Ritzich, so then is there's a Chiyuv Mitzvah Shamayim, because there are many Ritziches where he's potter of Mitzvah Tes. For example, there is a tree for his potter, or Hiku Asob Mulem Asob Makel is his potter, the Rome is potter, Kofsel Pnari, but the Ritzich is, he's able to see also. So the Rambam says, you know, it's Ritzich Shmas Nefesh, that if somebody killed or the Rome, or he killed an Akum, a Gatesho, or a Trefe, or a Minoi Tua Sor Nyodom, Basor Makleis, where is the Ritzeach, where there is a Nisa of Ritzeach, but there is a Ptur of Mrs. Besden, so there is a Chiyuv Mitzvah Shamayim. So since there is a Nisa Ritzeach by Akum, so it should certainly be Yod Vayaber, why Yod Vayaber depends upon the Chiyuv Mitzvah, and suppose an Anos forces him to kill a treife, it's all three of the other. It doesn't depend upon the Chiyuv Mitzvah. So why does Rashi say Yisrael? As a matter of fact, someone mentioned a big Ben Torah and it's on the prophet. So he mentioned in Israel to a newspaper man. It's a newspaper man. That according to Rashi, it's not Yahweh or Yahweh, and it was done in of the world. And that was a big blunder. Because he gave out the Hashem, you know, there. You have so many secular Jews, you know, in Israel. In Israel, they're all over. You know. So, but I think that Rashi mentions it lav davki. Rashi mentions lav davki. In other words, because an Anos would never force a Jew to kill an animal. An Anos would force a Jew to kill a Jew, but it never happened that an Anos should force a Jew to kill a goy. That never happened. So he mentioned Yisrael Chaveiro. What is Lada? And I mean, of course, it's Yol Vayaber. There is Lucille Tzoch by Naku. I mean, the Rabbon. The Rabbon, at the end of the comment, says that Lucille Tzoch applies. At the end of the Kama, you look it up. At the end of the Kama. Mamash at the end of the Kama. So he says that the seal tzoch applies for Akum also. And then there is Ibfirish Yerushalayim. I'm not going over inside because it's late, but I'll tell you where it is, the Yerushalayim. In Abizor, that it's Yor Goyabe, Amash Yerushalayim of Anakus. Not only Egyptation, but in Menachem, who's either a guy who's in there, but until it's Nidma Dinei, there is a Nisa, it's Yichel Mikyo there. I'll just tell you, I can't, it's too late. Go on the inside. But I'll tell you what it is. Yeah. It's Perikim Maridim in Abizore. And it's Dash Ches on the Dalet. And when you go over that Yerushalmi in conjunction of the. So he says, Yerushalmi says, that Shomole Yahweh explains, so it's Yoy Bar Yahweh. So he says, Nochri bi Nochri, Nochri bi Yisroel Chayet, Yisroel bi Nochri Potter. What does it mean, Pata? Avalosa. So even when he's forced under the threat of killing him, so he's Pata, of course he's Pata. But it's also the same Russian that is used in Sanhedrin in connection with the Eric Akum, that it's Pata, so Rashi puts out Pata Avalosa. Also means Lysiaso, not just Osa, it's Rabon, but it means Lysiaso. So it's the Perish Yerushalmi, in Perish, in Mami. That is Yom Yaver. So when Rashi says, "Arei Yisrael Chaveiro," it's love that.
Shir Lamehei in Pesachim Bar Rosh Hashira Zayin Adar Aleph Heitav Shemim Vav, February 16th, 1986,
on Sunday. I want to go into more detail. So let's go over the Gemara. Again. Omer Rabbi Akiv, Omer Rabbi Yechon. Yechon Yisrapin Chutz Ma'atzi Hashem. Yechon Yisrapin Apilu Yisur Anoi. Chutz Ma'atzi Hashem. Hechadom. In Himedikis Hakone Apilas Hashem. Dilekis Hakone. אפילו כל איסור משבטי עונם עליו לאיר עומדי כסכון ואפילו לא אחרי את העשיר או לא תניה רב לזרים מאיר אם נמה בכל נפשך או למה בכל מוידי אחו אם נמה בכל מוידי אחו או נמה בכל נפשך או אבל אם הלא אוכל ישורים שגופי חול בולות ממני לקחת נמה בכל נפשך וישורים שאומי חול בולות מגופי לקחת נמה בכל מוידי אחו כי עושה רובין, אומר רבי יחם, מעצי רשפס. לא נמחו מידי חולים, אחו בית משניהם בידי, ומפורש לפי שקום שזה חובי, וקום שזה חובי, וכך הוצחו שניהם להימרי, וסבירה חולי יצא מן החובי בולכו, והמשחק לבצע השיר הוא נראה כמי לבום. Now, before the vacation, so we went over the Gemara once, I raise the question, I mean, could you visualize a normal person, you're not talking about insane, crazy people, but a normal person egoism or many horrible negotiations. That's abnormal. The stingiest person, if he has to save his life, he'll be ready to give away $1 billion. So how does Gemara say, Yesh lecha adam shemameini chavivol of migufei? The answer is, it's true, of course. Every person will give away all his money in order to save his life, if he's sure that it's one or the other. But if it's a gamble, so then there are certain people who are ready to risk with their lives in order to make money. We see that all the time. I mean, people volunteer for all kinds of things. In the name of science, in the name of this, in the name of that. But in final analysis is that they are ready to risk their lives. Why? Because they don't think that they will die, they'll get killed. So they're ready. But, but if he's sure, so then no one is a Romanian Holocaust. So this is what he says. Of course you have crazy people who are ready to commit, suicide in order to kill Jews, alright? We're not talking about crazy people, you see. But normal people. So Mameini Chalvol of Gufe means that they are ready to risk the life for money. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says about Yaakov Avinu, so he crossed the Mavo Yabok because of Pachim Tami. So the Gemara says, Tzadikim, Momenum Chomvol al Migun. So the Rishayim explained it because, by tzaddik, every penny that he makes, he works hard. It's not easy. So that's why it's Momenum Chomvol. The Gemara says that about Yaakov Avinu. The answer is, over there, he calls him Abba Yavik. Alright, in the end, it turned out that he found himself face to face with the Malach, you see. So who wrestled with him, you see. But it wasn't a Bada Sakone, it was a Shoshab Sakone. So even Tzadikim sometimes are ready, to assume a certain risk because of Pachim Tanu. So this is what the Gemara says. Yesh lecha adam shemameini chavivol of migufei. So we shouldn't say that it's veiche, he's an onus. No, he's not an onus. Because shechol meidecha. And yesh lecha adam shegufei chavivol of migufei, they're not ready to risk their lives. Even because of the chshoshe of sakonis nefoshes. Because of money. So that's why the Torah says b'chol nafshecha. That's what he said when he went over the Gemara the first time. All right. Now Rashi says, "Lama ne'ar b'chol meidecho, yeina achaviv mishneim vidaye, u'miforesh l'kishponim shezechavi, u'ponim shezechavi, l'kachutzchuchu shneim leim arayim b'tevacho, yeisam nachaviv alecho, v'amishrati v'atzi asheiro, nira kemeidecho." So from Rashi's Loshen it's mashma that Rashi does not agree with the shita of Abisrael, the Gemara says. You see, because here we have a machlekes b'shem. The Gemara says, "Bechol nisrat from chutz mas Hashem." Why? Because Abizore is your Bala. So Abizore, you understand, but Atzi Hashero is Abizore. As Hashero is not Abizore. It's a miser of Nene. So it's a lot. So if somebody is Nene Abdi Zore, so the halacha is Abdi Zore, or the Rambam says, whether it's Avrizora or Tikrivus Avrizora or Mishamchi Avrizora. So he's able to love of the Sovietic of the Sechor and the love of the Dobby Yotom Nahir. Now, the Dobby Yotom Nahir applies to anything that has a Shem Chiren. So what is a Shem Chiren? A Shem Chiren is Avrizora is Chiren. Avrizora is Chiren. But then, if somebody is named from the Shlal of Iran Dachas, it also is a Shem Chiren. It's also even love of the Yidobid Yot Homun Nachir. Because it has a Shem Chiren, the Shlal of Iran Dachas. And Avrizora has a Shem Chiren. So, it's not Avrizora. If somebody is named Avrizora, he's high. He said, Avrizora means it is a day Avrizora. Or he does, he worships Avrizora, according to the way it's worshipped by its worshippers. But this is an Isaiah that is related to Avrizora. So the Ramban and the Ran say that when we say Avrizora to the Arayas in Shvichus Domin is Yorba Yaveh, so it's not only Avrizora itself to the Arayas itself and Shvichus Domin itself. Even the Avrizraya, the Abak, Avrizraya means the pertinences, the Abak, the dust of Avrizora. So that is related to Avrizora to the Arayas in Shvichus Domin. So it's also Yorba Yaveh. Now the Ram spells out Avizon Glarais. Shechus Domini doesn't mention that Avizrael is Shechus Domini, is Yorgo Yadav. But Rabbi Yehine in Shari Tshuve, and in his Peo Shampiyati Obes, says that by Shechus Domini also Avizrael is Shechus Domini, is Yorgo Yadav. Avizrael Avizore is the Yisera of Lissabitevo Bisecho. So that's Avizraya Avizor and Avizraya. Avizraya Dilarayas, according to the Ran, here in Sochim, so is like the Isaiah of the Lisha Dinidas to Mosul, Sikha Fulgalis, Arboso, Lerbechayel, according to the Rambam, it's Lavdomo. It's Lavdomo, there is Malkes, it's a Chibur Dinishik, and so on. So Mele. So on that, if it's very private, so it's Rav the Reis, that's Avizraya the Reis. How about Avizraya the Shechuzami? The Ram doesn't mention Avizraya the Shechuzami. One could say there's a difference, because Avizore and the Reis, so it's Gzeres HaKosu that is Yorgo Yadav. So the Gzeres HaKosu implies not only Avizore itself, not only the Reis itself, but even the Abizrael of the Zor, even the Abizrael of the Laraz. Mashenki Shechuzdomi, it's not a Posik, it's a Svore. My Chosis, maybe the Svore is only Shayach in regard to Shechuzdomi itself, but not in regard to the Abizrael of Shechuzdomi. One could argue that way, but Rabbi Yehine says, Abizrael of Shechuzdomi is also Yehovah Yahweh. What is Abizrael of Shechuzdomi? Maumut Nechaber Baravi. And he mentions the Gemara in Seite. The Gemara in Seite says, I think it's around a few in Seite. So the Gemara says, Neach le'odom she'yapi le'satzme u'kisirkif shana eish v'al yalbu te'chavir b'rabi. How do we know that? From Tomo. Because when Yehuda, tried to meet out the punishment against Tomo, he didn't know that she conceived from him, so he thought that she was mizanu with someone else. So Tomo didn't say directly that she conceived from him. Why should you want to embarrass him publicly? But he said, the one I am conceived from, the one whose objects I have, you know. So then no one knew but Yehuda knew. So Neach, and even though Yehuda said, Hoitzi'i of Issi Sorei, so still she was ready to suffer Nise, and rather than to embarrass Yehuda publicly. So the Gemara says the same thing, Niach Lirodom, she had to assassin his Egyptian age, for Yavud Nechabibaran. The truth is that Daskin in Balatesis mentions the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid on the Parsha Vayeshev of the Tziyu of the Sisoret. So he says, Chas Vishonet, that Yehuda tried to meet out capital punishment. Well, right? She didn't, she wasn't guilty of capital punishment. I mean, that was it. I mean, she was a Pnuyeh, I mean. She was a Pnuyeh. The native nation, she reformed in Torah and everything. But he says that Yehuda was the Rosh of his people, and he was like his state, and then they had a minhag, then that if a woman was mizaneh, so then they made it burn on her body as a simon of shame. So that's the idea of the Torah. That's the Baal-Tesis. And Bayeshev says that. Or, but, so Rabbi Yehuda currently understands this Gemara in Seite Kipshute, literally, that Niach Lirodom Lehatzer Asmi Sechtif Shanaish Mamesh Mise Vali Yalut Nechadir Barabim. So he explains it on the basis of Ozul Sumke Vosso Chivre. So Mamesh Nechadir Barabim, why doesn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin mention it that it's Yahweh Rabbim? So from this thesis we see that thesis doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, because the thesis that agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, so it is mentioned, because the Gemara mentions Shechazoni, and this is of Israel Shechazoni. So why does thesis say, why doesn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin mention Rabbim Rabbim? So Tesis says in the Teretz, because the Gemara only mentions that which is Mifurash, but Malkech Rabbim Rabbim is not Mifurash. What does it mean? It's not Mifurash. If it's Yalba Yada, it's Yalba Yada. Apparently, according to Tesis, it doesn't mean that one is Mechuyev to be Mesha Nefesh himself for Rambam Rabbim Rabbim. First of all, this is Shita Yem Shachim, is not like the Shita Tram, that there is a loche of Abisrael Abizor, Abisrael to arise. So, really, he thinks, you see, the Ram says, the whole Mishrafim Chutz Me'atze Ashrior, that it means, even if the rape is said, Hobi Olin Stam, he needs a certain herb to cure himself. And that herb can only be found on a tree that was dedicated to Abizor. You don't have any other tree doesn't have that herb. So it's Yodayab. It's Yodayab. According to the Ram. Why? Because of Abizrael Abizor. But Esau says, Nira Levi, the Mailek against Yochel is Rabbi Nishoretzi. El Bezeki, now in the shading, you mean shading this, we should do Rachel, in other words, they'll mention Lachash, a mean of Abrizore, Shem Racha, Mishim Dosso, we meet the Bosa Abrizore, the Gabin Dome, the Abrizore, Per Shemi, Shenosh Chenochosh, Ubo Yaakov, Ish Pasachangel, Eva Peisei, Do Yiche Rav Yishmoel, Mishum Dinines Mashche, Umborish Berosh Haumel, Per Shemesh Otzin, שיורצל יורחיש לי בשם זר, אבל על התרבי ששורת, כדאמרים הוסום, דרבבויה, רומלי יקב מיני סומי אשתה. So according to the Israelis, if somebody said, if the Reif said, how do you own this farm? But we can't find that herb except an atasher. Then, of course, it's Deiche. Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos. Shabbos is more chomor than the Yisach of the Yisach. So this is also Deiche. It's also Deiche. There is no Aloha of Israel. But the reason as to why here it's Yodol Yabir, as Ashi says, Vamisrapi Vatashir on Mirek Medebo. Mirek Medebo. So that's only Shayach if the Reife spells out. He spells out, you know, the medicine from the Atashir. And then he gives the impression that the reason as to why it's effective is because of the help given by the Mizrach. So, and people, you know, Ilam Dilam, and they'll believe it. And they'll believe it. And since they'll believe it, so it's effective also. I mean, as the Rambam explains, how can Darka Mary, which is exclusively based upon superstition, have a curative and therapeutic effect? So the Rambam says, that's the concept of placebo. You know, today they talk about placebo. In other words, that if you tell a person this is an antibiotic tablet, and even though it is just a vitamin, so in certain situations it might have therapeutic value. I mean, no one knows, no scientist knows how to explain the concept, the phenomenon of placebo, but there is such a thing. So who is the one who discovered the concept of placebo? The Rambam. It's not a new concept. So he says, since in their stupid mind they believe in these superstitions, so it has a placebo effect. So here too, let's say somebody is trying to cure himself through the healers of Christian Science, and he's so stupid he believes in it, so it might have therapeutic effect too. Why not? Placebo. So in such a case, it's your Yavah. It's your Yavah, because miracle-made-able. That's the issue. But if the rabbi said, hopefully I won't stand, doesn't care where you clock it, but it just happens, he can't find it except Matashiro, then it's Yavah Valyori. The Ranchik is not like that. So Taisa Shiki is so Taisa Shiki and the whole concept of Abizrael. The only Rishi who mentions Abizrael, I say on English, not on English, but who mentions it in detail is the Ram. But the Ramban in Gersa Odom also mentions the concept of Abizrael, that on the three Averis, not only the Averis themselves, but even the Havak of the Averis, so is Yahweh. And he mentions Behold Mizrapim Chutz Me'atzashir. But Tesis and Rashi Achilik. Tesis and Rashi apply it only to the case where the right face spells out Atzashir. And allegedly, and he purports that it cures a person because of the help given by the Abizore. And it does cure, because people in their stupid minds, they believe in it, so it has a placebo effect. So in Melee, there is an Indian of, there is a few of Yogyada. But on Stam, there is no few of Yogyada. So in Melee, Tesves, Mishitose in Sete, couldn't explain it on the basis of Abisrael's Shabbat. Abiyene agrees with the Ran and the Ramban that there is a concept of Abisrael Arais. Abisrael Abizor. So there is a concept of Abisrael Shabbat also, even though one does not necessarily follow from the other. But Tesves rejects the whole concept of Abisrael, so Menele. Tesves says the Kashe, why isn't Malm Lechadir Rabbi mentioned in the Gemara and Sanhedrin among the things that it's Yahweh Yahweh, so the Teretz, the Gemara only mentioned that which is Mifuresh, But here it's not the foolish. We only learn it out from Thomas. But this is new, not minute. How we learn it out. But they are fitting Zenith, so what did it mean? So the Pshat and Tesis is, I think, that on Mal V'Chaber Rabin there is no Chiyu V'Chiyu V'Chaber. So, the Gemara doesn't say Chayu V'Chiyu 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 V'Chiyu. The Gemara says Neach V'Chiyu. So it's in his Chiyus. Of course, Tama was in a very high mouth rate. But it's a Neach Chiyus. It's a Neach Chiyus. The Gemara Chiyus mentions about Rabamom Chatzide, that he also was ready to sacrifice his life in order not to embarrass a poor man. Rabbanu Chasside was accustomed to give matan aniyim b'seisa. So he used to put out behind his house, behind the door, certain money or food, you know, for the onion. The onion used to come and take it out. And the only thought that Rabbanu Chasside doesn't even know who is the beneficiary of Rabbanu Chasside's bounties. So one time, as the only picked it up, so Rabbanu Chasside opened the door and he saw that the only is coming. So he didn't want to embarrass the only. So he went into a furnace so that the only would think that Rabbanu Chasside didn't see. So the Gemara says, because of Neach Leodom, Shiyat Lasmi Zertif Shereish Adam Radam. So it's been a sinus for people who are in Hamad Reger like Rabbanu Chasside. That's what Jesus means. It's not Mefurish. Not because Yalfuse is not that one is Mechuyev. Tomor acted that way. So Tomor was a big Sadekes Tomor. So Mele, she acted that way. But it's only Mele Chasides. So I mean, but Rabbi Yenishiki is that it's there is a din of Yorba Yahweh on the basis of Abutayish Rabban. But Ramyin is the only one. The Ramban and the Ran mention of Israel in respect of Israel and the Marais, but not in respect of Rabban. And it's very mistaken that according to the Ramban and the Ran, there is a basic distinction between Abizor and the Marais. Yeah, on one hand, and Shoshana on the other, because Abizore, so he had a posse. Gilarayes is the Alkuse Hekesh to Shoshanish. But it's a separate aloha. It's not Mamish like Shoshanish. Shoshanish is Svore, my Chodesh. So the Svore of my Chodesh only Shayach, Ligabi Shoshanish Mamish, but Ligabi Mamish Abim Rabin is not Shayach. Some melee, and Tester certainly, he rejects the whole concept. Tester rejects the whole concept of Abisrai. So Tester explains it only in the case where the Reifes spells out Atashevo, and he purports that it has curative effect because of the value of the Abisrai. So then there is Aloche of Yehoi Moya. Alright. Now, so Rashi and Tesis reject the concept of Abisrael Dabas, of the Abisrael Divino Averis. But who has the Chite? The Ran, the Ramban, and Ramin. Alright. Now, Ushur is Dot, Abisrael Dabo, Gilarayas Rodomi Tani, Rebbe Imeak, Gashayokum, Tawareo. הוא צריך נפש כאן הדבר הזה וכמי ירצח את הנערה מרוסו הרי זה בו ללמד מי צולומי מה כשרצח לנערה מרוסו מה נערה מרוסו מתרצה לבנפשי הפריצח מתרצה לבנפשי ונערה מרוסו מרצח מרצח יורג בל ידר אף נערה מרוסו תהורג בל תעביר. So we have two girses here in the Gemara. One girse is Apnaram Rosso Tihorik Vialte Aveir. Vialte Aveir, that's the girse in our text. And the other girse, Bodam and Rishenim, you say that this is not the correct girse. Because Nama Rosso, the Nivele, she is passive, She doesn't wear any mice, eh? So she's not mechuyeves to give up her life. Only the bear who does a mice is mechuyev to give up her life. But the developer, she's got a elon, so it's yadavalyo. So mele de ageres, maritzeach, yadavalyo, afnaram roso, yehoreg de al yadavalyo. It applies to the bear. If an anos forces in Israel to be born Naram Rosso, so is the other. But if the anos wants to force the Naram Rosso, then she is not Mechuyeves to give her life, to give up her life. That's one guess. But the Rishen Muagere is, the girls, the Rishen Muagere is at Naram Rosso to hold about her bear. So either they hold that even by Kalkaelo, so there is haloche of Yoim or Yabea. Jua Abaye says in Sanhedrin in regard to Esther, the more Esther Kashe. Now, how can we say that the Tareske, the Yidman Shabbeiras, it's Nechuyet to be Misanefesh, but Esther was not Misanefesh herself. When Achashverosh forced her to become his wife, so Abaye says, because Esther was Kakayim. So, the Amen of Hashem will say that by Esther there was no Isar Barayis, even though there is a Gemara in Gilead, but we may so be the Imo, the Kochel, the Mor, the Chalibas, Altikol, the Bas, and the Bais, that she was married to Mordechai, so she was the Nishishish. So some of the Shem say that not all the Chachomim agree with that Rosh. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when Abaye says, Esther Kakayom, so he is really come that Rosh of Altikol, the Bas, and the Bais, that Esther was married to Mordechai. So Esther was a Knuya according to Abaye. So it's only a Nisea of Chitun, and Bas Yisroel Anivelis Ligoy. So that's Chorisum, that's not a Rayas, because there is no Hilf Kores when a Nochri is Baal Bas Yisroel. So Mele, so the whole Hilf of Nisaras Nefesh, the Pharesia is on the basis of Kiddush Hashem, and the Isa of Chil Hashem, so by Kalkeilom there is no Chil of Kiddush Hashem. Masha'im Kim Ba'arayas Mamesh, there it's not on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. There it's because of the Chim of Isa, that Isa Arayas is not Nitchei in face of Kiddush Nefesh. So in Kalkeilom it's not Nitchei. Or as Avnetam says in Sanhedrin, in Ksuves, that Bia Sakim is Kibia's behemoth, so Mele, there is no Nisa of Arias, even if she's an Ishishish. So it's only a Nisa of Bia Sakim, and Bia Sakim is not Arias. So it's like Shorisum. So that's why, by Kalkeilam Abaye says, there is no Din of Yorba, but by Arias, Mamesh. So then, even by Kalkeilam, there is a Din of Yorba Yabra. So the Bishenim, who are Geireis, Naram Rosso, at Naram Rosso, Tehorim Altavea, either they say that by Arayas Mamesh there is no Aloha of Kakeilo, and Kakeilo Mabaya mentions only in connection with Esther, where he didn't involve Arayas. Why? Because according to Abaye, Esther was not an Ishishish, or even according to Ramatam, even if she was an Ishishish. But Bia Sakum is Mufke of the Isa of Ishishish, and it's only an Isa of Bia Sakum, so that's like Shor and Surim. Or Taster says that we can say that even by Arayas there is a heter of Kakeil and by Arayas Mamish, but and still accept the girl say, Achnaram Rosso Tehorim Altaveh. Because in the case where she's not a Kalkeilom, suppose the Anos tells the Naram Rosso you force the veil upon yourself. In other words, where he forces her, otherwise will kill you. In other words, that she should take the initiative and be active, you know, and not just be passive and submit us. So then it's the whole about But if the Anus tells her, you keep quiet, don't scream, because if you scream, if you protest, if you oppose me, I'll kill you, then she's not the Huyeves to be misanefesh herself because of Kakeo. So anyway, and some Rishonim, so we generate yourself now, I'm also telling about Taber, and the Ager is instead, Afnaram Rosso, Yehori Koyam. Right. Now, here the Gemara says, Tanya Rebbe Ila Kashayok Misha Orei Otsoch and Nefesh Kina Dolaze Rechimayim Yomitzeh Afnaram Rosso. How is it? But we learn it means Solomon. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi explains it one way, and Rabbi Hananel explains it another way. Makish, how does Rashi explain it? Malo madim ritziach nara meroso, vale pirish boin is poter, pirichsibu nara lisasibabo, elonire kinisha ritziach boin lamit kan, vininzo shivukash kan, li islamit kan. ויוחק אומר, שריצח כנער או שניים שובים, כמו יבואו כעם פיקן, ולנם אבואו העם פיקן. So, on the surface it appears as if the posse is trying to tell us that ריצח is the מלמד, and נערמרוסו is the לומד. But actually, ריצח is not only a מלמד, ריצח is a לומד. And Naram Rosso is not only Lomei, but Naram Rosso is also Lomei. But on the surface, it appears that the Torah mentions Ritzeach as the Lomei. What does it mean? Now, let's see what's not possible. According to Rashi, the Pshat in the Gemara is, the Torah says, the Narah is Asadov. In other words, she doesn't get any punishment. Why? Because she's an Anusha. Then the Torah says, so on the surface it appears that the reason is why the Torah mentions Ritzeach here. Why did the Torah mention Ritzeach? Who is dealing now with the Ritzeach? Who is concerned about the Ritzeach? The Torah is discussing the status of the Naram Rosso who was raped. The Torah says you're not allowed to mete out any punishment against Naram Rosso, because she's not at fault. What could she have done? Somebody, Roshe, you know, raped her, so it's not at fault. So you can't punish her. So why do the Torah have to say, Kashi Yokum Nishal Reyu, it's all the national Vazet? The Torah already mentioned the reason. Even Arach had noticed, because she's a new soul. So the Torah has to mention the Moshe, it is just like Yeritzeach, who kills the victims. So is it the fault of the victim? What is it fault? Is the fault of the Ritzeach? So you have to, why do we need this analogy? So, on the surface it appears that the reason as to why the Torah mentions the analogy, even though that's completely unnecessary, it's superfluous. The Torah could have said, the analogy has to go on, without saying that she opened the shawl, we were talking about Shemar and Mazet. We didn't understand it. We would understand it. She's faultless. We have to, the Torah has to mention the analogy with the Tzeach, and without the analogy of the Tzeach. So, she's faultless. Let's say that in case of the Tzeach, where sometimes a person, you know, provokes the Tzeach. So then the analogy wouldn't be perfect. But here, she's certainly faultless. Why do the Torah have to mention? So on the surface, the Pasuk purports to tell us that the Ritziach is the Melamed, and Naam Rosh is a Lomit. In other words, Ritziach is the Melamed just as the victim is faultless by Ritziach, so Naam Rosh is faultless in case of it. That's how it appears on the surface. But actually, the Torah in mentioning the analogy between the Tzeach and the Rosso has a double purpose. Not only to tell us that the Tzeach is the Melamed and the Rosso the Melamed, but that the Rosso is the Melamed and the Tzeach is the Melamed. In what situation? In the case of Friday. In the case of Friday, so then we don't have any passage in the Torah that if somebody is ready to have a okay, so we are mechuyev to kill the Friday in order to save any other. Even though Pesach says it, gosh, we have the passage in Parashat Machteres, so the Parashat Machteres doesn't say that we are mechuyev to kill the ganav who breaks in, you know. In Machteres, in Motzei Haganav, Shihukah B'meis, Ein Leidamim. In other words, he doesn't get miserable. It's a reshus. He's not a ritzeach. But not that he's mechuyev. Masha'im came by a real reidei, there is a chiyuv to kill the reidei. If there is no other way of saving the life of the nearby. So how do we know that? There is no pasuk gabri tzeach, but there is a pasuk gabri nara morosa, because the Torah says gabri nara morosa tivasod mitzor. That's the next pasuk. Tzarko hanaro hamorosa vei mishialo. There is no one to help. No one is there. Hodish mishialo matzim. Of course, in New York, you find cases where a person commits rape in the subway, and there are probably 100 people in the subway, or more, or a few hundred people, and no one does anything about it. Mind your own business, you see. But that's not a normal situation. So the normal situation is, if there are people around, so you can't remain indifferent in face of such a terrible thing. So the Torah says, but Basoda Mitzvah, there's no one around, they Mishialo. Hoyish Mishialo, Matzilim. Bakti would be Nafshish already. So where does the Torah mention that there is Aloha of Matzilim Nafshish already from the Gauta Arayis, not from the Gauta Shekhodomim? So here, because of that Hekesh, but Kashiok Mishialo, you're talking about Shkirat of Razeh, so Naam also is the Lamed of Ritziach. So even though on the surface it appears that Ritziach is the Lamed of Naam also, but Naam also is also the Lamed of Ritziach. And in what situation? In respect to Nitnatil Dinah. And in what situation is Ritziach the Lamed of Arayes? That's in regard to Yorgo Yaber. Just as the Tziche is Yorgo Yaber, because of the Svara, my Chazis, so by Arayas is also Yorgo Yaber. This is how Rashi, this is how Rashi explained. But let's see, look into the Rach. So Rashi says, Elanira ki misheritze avon lamit kan, vininzo shrukash kan, li islamovnika. Ushebzom minalon, kintanyo rebeinah. Sidin on our Hikmabe, Kitasha Yokum, Ishaleo, something epic, the Himalamad, the Lutia, the Ato, the Hidish Lima, Yokma Vitio, Toke, Inri Mode, Muzu and our Shikoso, Kosovo on our Hikmabe, Ella Rezu, Eza Nara Mine, Ella. Harizu hanaro boso milamei lachirim vinimtso yilineida. You see, just the reverse of Rashi. Rashi says, haribo milamei mireki nisharitia bo milamei vinimtso lamei. And he says, haribo milamei dinatritia bo milamei. But mire that naramroso is bo milamei. Because the question, I have the same question. Why do you talk of the nation? Kashiok Mishalei Otsoch in Ashkenaz. It needs an explanation. Even Alchet Mishet Mother is very simple. It's as simple as 2 times 2, it's 4. Maybe more. So why do the Torah have to say, Kashiok Mishalei Otsoch in Efesh, Nagobaz, eh? So on the surface it appears that the Torah put it in order to tell us that Naram Roso is the Mlamid of Ritziche, but actually not only Naram Roso is the Mlamid of Ritziche, Ritziche is the Mlamid of Naram Roso. It's just the reverse of, there is no practical Nafkemine, but on a theoretical level, the Rabbi Hamas Pshat and Gemara is the reverse of Rashi. The Chimal Manu Ritzea, the Ato of the Chiyei Shleiman in Yokma Vei Utsochein Lidi Mobes Mizuan Aro Shekosobu Ilan Alchet Mobes Ela Harei Zuan Aro Bosol Ilam Ilacherim Vinimtze Sili Neida Hukshe Zuan Aro Ritzea Ma Ritzea Chiyol Galyaber Kach Naram Roso In Yimala Yishneili Hi Shobo Lidim Lav It is interesting. Why the Rabbi Chaya? I mean, that's not. Maybe I shouldn't even mention it, but it's interesting anyway. I mean, why does the Rabbi Chaya say, "In game Allah Yishmaeli"? In game Allah Hamas Yishmaeli? Or Netzri or whatever he is? What difference does it make whether he's a Buddhist or a Christian? Or a Muslim, or a pagan, or whatever he is. I mean, and even if Hasbi Shalom is a Jew, I mean, what difference does it make? I think I have a theory because, you know, Rabbi Hananel, so he was under the. He lived in North Africa. And in his days, the Christians ruled there in his days. Then, a few years later, so the Muslims took over. So, Abu Nahmanu was cautious. In other words, because, I mean, even though it was before the censorship was officially introduced, but they were Muslim, you know, in those days too, they were Muslim. Who used to tell all kinds of stories to the government, you know, of the goy. So if you would say that if a goy tells her Hishomeli, so then they'll have trouble. So he put down in Yimala Ishmaelim, so there wouldn't be any repercussions. That shows, I mean, how cautious the Tichachmi Yisrael were. I mean, that's my theory, but anyway, you can forget it. I mean, in Gimelai Yishmaeli, Hishomeli, Wim Ladin Hilde is Hilde, he horrid, Altishmale, Wim Topsabus, Hazikola, Imochet Mother, the Ritzia Gufish of Nadam Menu, Hanaram Nolan, the Dinor, Yabe, Snorrel, Kaudos, Kamidrove, Omele, Omele Nore, the Roy, Zilkatri, Planwork, Katri. So I raise a bowl of lamb, and so I'm not sure. The mayors in those days were much more corrupt than the mayors today, you see. Today, if somebody is caught, so it's a question, you know, of corruption. But the mayors in those days, so were ready to do what the Arab Rishonim are doing now, you know, just to terrorize the Jews. I mean, to tell them, kill, if not, we'll kill you. Omri Morid Roye, Omri Zil Katal Planye, the Lukatinelo, Omale Liktiluch, the Lutikte, my cousin is Domini Dorosnik today, you're a Domini Dahu Gabra Sumse. How do you know that your blood is better? Maybe his blood is better. Now, suppose he finds out that the person that the Hanus tells him to kill suffers from a certain disease of leukemia that means that he has a shortage of the red blood corpuscles, so in that case he's not going to disinfect himself. I mean, you'll find certain happen today who will say such nonsense, and on the basis of that expression. But it means that the soul of any other person is as precious before God as your soul. Don't think that your soul is more precious before God. I mean, the soul of any other person is just as precious. You have a chaperim today who consider themselves a chaperim and poskim, who poskim that it's all right to make a transplant and to take out the heart of a person who has no hope to live in order to save the life of somebody else. The doctor say that he'll be able to live. I mean, and on the basis of such thinking, because his blood is not good anyway. All right, now, let's see the cases. Afnara Moroso, Yehoi Magyar. Pirish Abeir, Avohiti Boil Veloiti Hori. Dikarka Elohim, Kidioma Bid Benseo Omeire, Uverish Ksubes Namepol, Vilidreish Lehu Deinishol. So Tesis mentions a riot from the Morning Ksubes. That a woman is not mechuyeves to mishnefesh herself when an anos tries to rape her. And even if she can save herself from the rape by screaming, but if that means that he'll kill her, when she starts screaming, she's not mechuyeves to scream. She's not mechuyeves to scream. That's the boring subject. You see, so as far as the Gemara of Karka Elam is concerned, they're right. So there are all kinds of truths in that the Abaye says Karka Elam only in respect to Esther, because Esther didn't involve any self-arise, either because Abaye hold a rejects the Troshe Altikol Basa Lubais Shalom Sulem Mordechai, or because even if he doesn't reject, and the time she could be a Zakun to be a Behemoth, so it's Mutka Bishalikish. It only involves a Nisa of Bishalikish, and that's not a Raya. So, there are Tirutzim. But how about this Gemara? It's the best. That's Gemara in Farashas. Let's see Gemara in Farashas. Now, the Gemara in Suvah says, you know, there's the Mishnah, Psula Misra Yimalti. So there is a Transchamus that the Psula has to get married to Yimalti. Then the Gemara in Suvah says, that the moment they when he's a Kone Deir, if no other one witness the Shlishi, because of the Sakone, so the custom was adapted for Psula to get married to Yimalti, not Yimalti. So you know as the cash is. Maishakon, Ilein the Amre Psula and Islino be the Horeid. No, I go, the Amre Mekre. He is mean if the Akum or Gezer, that any Psula who gets married in a bee should be killed. Here, the Chachonim will make not to be Mekre. But they didn't stop anybody from getting married to Yimavi. They still allowed Jewish women to get married to Yimavi. They shouldn't have allowed it in order to prevent Chas V'Sholem their execution. Why did they say they were not? Omar Rabbe, the Amre Psu, and his Yimavi, he boiled the heaven and trill. That was in the days when the days of Antiochus, you know, before the revolt by Matisyahu. So that was one of the zeras by Antiochus, the Psula Hanises, because they wanted to demoralize the Jewish people. So they issued such a decree, the Psula Hanises, you know, Tiboyel Hegmei Trio. So I said, Kone, Inesu. So why is it called Sakone? It should say Umeines Veileich Noagu Kon Mikl Bishlishi. Why would it say Sakone? So the Gemara says Mishum Diketz Nuez Di Master Napshaya Liktore Di Asya Liki Sakone, because they wore certain snuids Cornelius, who gave up their lives in order not to be raped by the headman. So because of that, it's called Tzachon. Then you know, El Kashi, the Lidlish Mudein Eshore. So Rashi says, Lidlish Mudein Eshore, in Nivellas Deines, in Seres Albailo, Yalfinu, we come into the Dalet, we heal and eat, we saw, we will name, so we're not shy, we need to say. So, let the Chachomim announce that Anusho is Lidlish Mudein Eshore. So Melech, they wouldn't be Nisa Nefesh themselves, we need to say anymore. Because like this, they felt they would be Asura to the husbands for the rest of their life, so they decided to give up their lives. But if they know that they will not be Asura, so then they will not give up their lives. So, isn't it much more from this Gemara that they are not mechuyev to give up their lives? Because if they are mechuyev, so how can the Chacham tell them, listen, you'll be meteres to your husbands? Why? In order to enable some women not to give up their lives. But they are mechuyev to give up their lives. So it's a Gemara mefereshes that they are not mechuyev to give up their lives. It's a Gemara mefereshes. Now, so what, how about the Rishonim, who are Deireis, Ahnaram Rosso Torah Baltavir, and they don't limit it to the case where, you know, the Anus tells the woman, you bring over the Baal upon yourself. And they apply it to the Orme, as Rabbi Hananel says, in Yeimalo, Hayishmeili, he showed me. He doesn't ask her to become active, to take and initiate it, to be quiet. He showed me. Be passive. So she still has to give up a life. Shouldn't be passive. She should scream. But then he'll kill her. So she's Mechieves to subject herself to the killing by the Ishmael. So how does the Gemara say? The leaders of the Ishmael. So it's a strong kasha. It's the moment for us. So we show you the kasha of Karkeil and Sanhedrin. So they tell it that by Esther it wasn't the Arayas. It was an Ashori so. The Asaka. Not Arayas. Not Ishish. But this thing in Moron of Rashi. Now she could bet sing to this and stoop short it. And this Gemara. If you look it up, you'll see. So, one pshat is the Gemara asks here, "Hai sakone enesu?" Omer Rabbe de Amra Psua Anisu Gemara Bi Ki boyo lehegmen tchilo. So the Gemara is a kashe, "Hai sakone enesu?" What is the tenet? We shouldn't be nike. Tznu es di matzchon apshaye liktore. Di matzchon apshaye liktore. So Mumele, certain women lost their lives. So that's why the brides are using the Russian Sakonevay, not Mahmasinus.